Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're talking with Kate Olson, the Cass County Extension Director. I want to talk a little bit this morning about a cooperative program joined up with Cass County as Adair County to offer an interesting opportunity for folks here in the area. Kate, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Jim?
Good, thank you. Hey, tell me about the Iowa Master Conservationist Program.
Yeah, absolutely. Master Conservationist is a program that's relatively new, or at least kind of coming back across the state. The idea is to just teach Iowans about Iowa's natural ecosystems, learn a little bit about conservation and how people can get involved with conservation and enjoying the natural ecosystems around them. It's kind of an exciting program. We actually host the class in a variety of outdoor locations so people can kind of get to explore the parks and natural spaces around their local area while meeting with professionals in those conservation and natural resources professions as well, and learning some skills that they can kind of take home and apply in their own backyards and neighborhoods as well.
Sure. Kate, who is this geared toward? Who is this for?
It is for anyone who is interested in learning more about natural ecosystems, kind of the natural history of Iowa, learning more about conservation practices they may see, whether that's in backyards, fields and terraces, driving around, conservation practices that may be happening in local parks near them, just folks who want to learn a little bit more about conservation, whatever their current knowledge level is, whatever their current skill level is. The idea is that folks who complete the course will be able to make informed choices for leading and educating others to improve conservation in Iowa and just, again, finding some of those skills that they can take back and understand a little more and maybe implement things that are meaningful to them in their area.
Sure. So this sounds like this is a program that can help them and their own decision making when it comes to those types of issues, or actually they could use that resource to help others as well.
Absolutely. Yep. So yeah, it's a program that we've got some folks at ISU who've done a great job of updating and kind of getting this curriculum out across the state. A few counties in Iowa have already hosted classes last year, and we are very excited to be able to offer it in Southwest Iowa here this year.
Okay. Tell me, what's the benefit of teaming up with Adair County on this?
Adair County and Cass County, number one, just population and hosting a new class. It's kind of fun to work together. We also have the unique opportunity of having several places right along that Cass-Adair border. Like here on the Cass County side, our first class is at Lake Anita, so we're kind of over that east side of the county. And we've also got the Cass County Outdoor Classroom that's managed by Cass County Conservation. That's right there down by Messina, so halfway between us and Greenfield, where the Adair County office is. And then they've got some natural spaces right on their side of the line that we're going to use to host the class as well. So a great opportunity to maybe pull a little bit of a larger audience and to utilize some of those spaces that are kind of right along that border as our main classrooms.
Yeah, we all have resources. It's nice that we can kind of share them a little bit here for this program. This is going to be, you mentioned the first meeting is going to be at Lake Anita State Park. So are these all going to be face-to-face at outdoor locations? How will this program be set up?
So it is a hybrid class. There is about 12 hours of online study. So what that equates to is six face-to-face meetings. So before every face-to-face meeting, we meet once a month face-to-face for 6 months. Before every face-to-face meeting, there's going to be a couple hours of online instruction that's going to give the participants a background and some history in the topic that we'll be covering when we meet face-to-face. So if folks have access and want to view that at home on their own time, that's awesome. If they don't have great internet access and they want group wants to set up a time to come into the office and watch those videos, we can work with them on that as well. So it really can be very flexible that way. But then absolutely, those six face-to-face meetings, we're going to be traveling all over both counties to get hands-on very much so in some of those natural spaces around both counties. We're covering everything from forests and woodlands to aquatic environments, watershed, conservation practices, and we've got some great partners that we're going to be working with to help really get people hands-on with those things.
Yeah, you've got a wealth of specialists through Cass County, or through the Extension Service, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, so I assume you're going to be calling in some of those sharper minds to help you out.
Yes, absolutely. Our first class, we're working with our natural resources specialist from campus. And then we're also hoping to work with several folks from, you know, the DNR, Cass County Conservation, our local Soil and Water, NRCS folks. All of those folks here in Cass and Adair counties have great, not only spaces, but also knowledge base, resources. It really is kind of a collaborative program to get people a very comprehensive overview of all those different things that are going on with natural spaces and conservation in Cass County. So very excited to be offering that, and I know Adair County is working on similar partnerships, so we're going to have a lot of cool things that people are going to be getting a very good exposure to through the program.
Okay, very good. Well, I see the registration cost is $50 per person, which seems pretty reasonable considering all they're going to discover.
Yeah, absolutely. So the $50 is just to help cover the cost of, you know, the registration, some light refreshments at each meeting, so maybe some speaker travel fees a little bit, and the online course access as well. But yeah, $50 does get you all of the materials and access for the entire six-month course. We do have a registration form available on our website now. If people want to hop on there, they can pick one up in our office and get registered as well. We are hosting our first class on May 30th, so we're hoping to get folks registered before that Memorial Day weekend. It always seems to sneak up on us when you come back from Memorial Day and it's a Tuesday. But yeah, we're really excited to offer the class. Lots of moving pieces with this, but we're excited that it's all going to come together and be really good. So
Yeah, you bet. Well, and then doing this through October, so you're going to have a number of sessions, and some of these, especially the face-to-face sessions, a couple of hours, is asked of these folks. So what are you expecting from them? I mean, they paid their $50, they've registered, they have interest, obviously, but if they can't make it to everything, you know, do as best you can.
Absolutely. Yep. If they can't make it to everything, make it to what you can. We will be trying to, if folks have a conflict, at least share the information that was given out by the folks at each local spot. And of course, the nice thing about this is a lot of the spots we're visiting are public parks. So, you know, if you can't make every single session, obviously, it's more fun to be there and hear from the expert directly. But if you learn about something and then you have to go to a local park on your own to kind of check it out and learn what we were talking about, that's okay too. So it's all about making people aware of the resources that are around them and encouraging them to access those resources whenever they're available.
Yeah, sure. And obviously the benefits to the individuals who will be involved in this are pretty simple to figure out. But what about just to the area? Cass and Adair counties making the effort to do this. There's benefit, I assume, to the area too, to being able to offer this service and the types of knowledge that they'll have to share going forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, we certainly will be expecting to expose a lot of these participants to opportunities to get involved at the next level if they find something that they're passionate about and want to help out at other local parks or want to help host, you know, public events related to conservation practices or, you know, local natural resources. Our Master Gardener program is similar but slightly different in that it's ongoing continuing education, and we have those folks do a great job of coming up with events and activities throughout the year to help educate people. And the Master Conservationist program is slightly different in that you don't report volunteer hours, but it's certainly training people to be aware of what's going on around them as well as how to get involved and help spread that word.
All right. Good opportunity for folks to take advantage of this Master Conservationist program. Kate, how would they go about registering?
So there is a link on our website where they can find that registration flyer and get registered. They can give our office a call if they'd like more information, or they can stop by the office here at Cass County Extension office, or same thing, obviously, if folks are closer to the Adair County office, they're welcome to stop in there or give them a call and get registered as well. If they have questions, they can give us a call, 712-243-1132. Or again, on our website there, we do have a flyer right there on the front page under our recent news.
All right, very good. Chance to take advantage of some of the resources that we have here, both the natural resources and the human resources that we have available here to folks in the area to learn just a little bit more. Kate, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. We need to get those folks registered and get them more information as soon as possible. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for chatting today.